more to?
Road to the Bhakti and Spanish to the Bhakti.
What is Sangshita?
Practicing quality separately from the products of Bhakti, but not including Bhakti.
Like? An example?
Humility.
Huh?
Humility, compassion.
Compassion? What is compassion?
Karuna.
Mercy.
Huh?
Karuna.
Oh. And what? Parupsiddha?
Lokala Siddhati is not Bhakti.
The example was that one may grow a garden of flowers and offer the flowers, but that actually making the garden doesn't have anything to do with Bhakti except that the fruit is offered.
And this called?
Avastika.
And?
Gaushala.
Gaushala. Distributing books. Distributing books
without
without knowing all these things. And not for bhakti. Then it is quite arukshita. So all these. But what is the nature of Swarup Siddha Bhakti?
Bhakti is when we engage in Shravana, Kirtan, Vishnu, Smarana, Sanskrit. When we engage in nine angles of Bhakti or five angles of Bhakti, those things which are directly Bhakti, that is Sarupsiddha Bhakti. Even though one may not be pure, it explained that Sarupsiddha Bhakti can be done in the stage of sadhana, bhav, and prema.
This Sarup Sadhya Bhakti, Sarup Siddha, is still divided into four. Still, Sarup Siddha Bhakti is divided into four. Tamasiki Sarupa Siddha Bhakti, Rajasiki Sarupa Siddha, and Sattviki. And Nirguna. Nirguna Sarup Siddha, Sattvic Sarup Siddha,
Rajasic
and
Tamasic.
How many?
Four.
If anyone always quarreling with anyone, always, and he does his name. Chanting, meditating Krishna, but always praying that he is my enemy, he should be destroyed. Then it will be Tamasik Sarupa Siddha. Though he is adopting, observing Sarupa Siddha, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, but still it is Tamasiki. We should try to get rid of this. We should not do like this. Don't think anyone any opposite party. Never. Whole world, all the entities are eternal servants of Krishna. We are all in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's family. So anyone is not. Only they may be ignorant. So not like this thing. Rajasiki, you are doing chanting, remembering, and all these things are five of them. But you want some opulence, some wealth, some good wife or good husband, and praying, O Krishna, O Naam Prabhu. You are so merciful. You are so powerful. I want some wealth. reputation, beautiful wife, husband, children, all this. Then it will be rajasic. Don't do it. And when you pray, doing all these things, Swarup Siddha Bhakti, but it's still, I want to live in a very little cottage in any Nirjan
solitary
forest. I will not speak with anyone, and I will be always in that forest. Then
that's the key.
I want so many qualities, good qualities, so that all may love me and they should give me their honor and everything. Then this bhakti will be sattviki. Like Bharata Maharaj, Narad in his sadhana, after taking darshan he wanted this. So he was just stopped. Oh, you should go on doing bhajan. He wanted that I should be in forest, always in lonely place. So that is, we should not do, we should give up all, everything on Krishna. What situation will become, we will take it and do bhajan in any way, in the guidance of my Gurudev. No separate, always, but Gurudev also should be very high and qualified. Then it will be sattviki, and after sattviki, nirguna. No worldly anything, alteration.
Adulteration.
Nothing. Then it will be, then it will come in the stage of sadhana bhakti. And then it will be bhava bhakti and prema bhakti. So nirguna bhakti is also of three different types. Sadhana bhakti, bhava bhakti and prema bhakti. These three also are divided into two. Raganuga, sadhana bhajan. Raganuga, bhava bhakti, and raganuga, prema. Three, and three what? Three vaidhi bhakti. Vaidhi bhakti, vaidhi sadhana bhakti, vaidhi bhava bhakti, and vaidhi. Vaidhi prema bhakti comes from Shraddha. Shraddha, you know?
Faith.
This faith has come from only hearing Shastra that if you are not doing bhajan, then you will go to hell. So, by fearing all these things, our Shraddha has come and we are doing bhajan. Then it will call by the Lord. When hearing the glorification and three pastimes of Krishna, and then a greed comes that I want to serve Krishna like friend, like Yashoda Maiya, like Gopi, then this is called like greed, and from this greed, if anyone doing bhajan, then it will be Radha. The prem achieved by two kinds of prem, sadhana bhakti, bhava bhakti and prem, much different. That prem by vaidhi bhakti will lead us to Vaikuntha. And the prem achieved by raganuga bhakti will take us to Gaur. You should try to remember. and to follow very, very.
Those three stages of sadhana, bhav, and prema, they're not there in rajasic, tamasic, rajasic.
Never.
And sattviki.
When
nirgun.
This mood will come in nirgun, then no anyabhilas. No anyabhilas. Very little anything. Smell. No offenses in sadhana bhakti. Before, by the sadhu sangha, it will be.
So this
stage,
they go to the bhakti. This is
then it will call be sadhana, when our sadhana will be done for achieving bhav, rati. Then it is sadhana bhakti. Otherwise, what we are doing, not sadhana bhakti. We are not in a stage of sadhana bhakti. Bilva Mangal was really sadhak bhakti. But don't be hopeless. We are in line.
If you're doing Navavida Bhakti, but it's not under the direction of bona fide spiritual master, then it's not through Vida Bhakti.
No. If there is no bona fide Vaishnava Sadhu association or Guru association, Guru association is also in Vaishnava association. Without this, bhakti cannot be true. They will not know all these things. How they will know?
The net travanam kirtana vishnu smaranam.
Yes.
That is like a root to the bhakti.
Oh, it will may give it swarga, heaven.
Oh.
It may give your wealth and reputation and all these things. It may give. So it is not true.
You're saying that if one is performing Vaidhi Prema Bhakti, that he goes to Vaikuntha.
Yeah.
He goes to Vaikuntha. He does not. Only when one achieves Bhav, then he goes to Golok Vrinda.
No. You should try to again.
Bona fide Guru.
No, never.
Not even Arupsida.
With Tamsik and all other things. Arupsida.
Arupsida?
Yeah.
But not Sarupsida?
No, never. In the line.
To enter.
His name should be registered in this. Gurudev only
register. Can register. He's the registrar.
Yeah. Then passport is on. Otherwise, no passport. To enter.
Without bona fide Guru, no entrance.
No. Anything. In the line of Sarupitra. Though he is wretched, nonsense, anything, no heart.
Point you made yesterday, that if many people hear what you're saying, then they will want to go for this type of bhakti. Then those people who are monopolizing, they will be out of business. That's why they don't want you to speak.
Yeah.
You're out of business.
Where you have come, Babaji Maharaj? Thank you. I'm so lucky to have your darshan, Babaji. Have you taken door coffee?
No.
Oh, very good.
The VIP.
Ah, very good. Do anything that I should tell? Anything. Do you like anything?
So that Gurudev may be inspired to say anything.
Yes.
No.
Sorry.
So
you are doing? We should not come in front of Thakur.
Right.
This is called desperate mood. No? We should try to learn all this Vaishnava etiquette. Otherwise, bhakti will go away. Still,
if one is chanting from Hare Krishna Charitamrita. But one still has a very strong tendency to argue with other people, to get angry, harsh in their dealings.
And to take revenge.
And one is very vengeful. Then though one may be absorbed in hearing and chanting, but still this type of Sarupsita Bhakti, this is tamasic Sarupsita Bhakti. Then he explained Rajasic Sarupsita Bhakti, that one is hearing and chanting, but he's desiring wealth, he's desiring wife, or ladies desiring husband, desiring so many material facilities. Then this is, though the person is absorbed in hearing and chanting, this is Rajasic Sarupsita Bhakti. Then Sadviki Sarupsita Bhakti is that one is attached to living in Bhajan Kutir, in a solitary place in the forest, and attached to mode of goodness situation. The example is Bharat Maharaj.
Not in guidance of Gurudeva or any Vaishnava Sikha.
And one is not doing this under the guidance of Vaishnava, under the guidance of Shiksha Guru Guru, the example being Bharat Maharaj. Or Narada Muni, after he had met the four Kumaras, before he achieved his transcendental body. This is the example of Sadviki Sarupsita Bhakti. And then the fourth is Nirgun Sarupsita Bhakti, where one is completely dependent on Gurudev and Vaishnavas, and one is not acting for his own interest at all, but one is only acting under the guidance of Guru and Vaishnavas. That one is not attached to any particular place of residence, but one just accepts the order of Guru as it is and engages in devotional service without any anathas. There may be some subtle anathas, but gross anathas are gone. And then one can perform nirgun sarupsita bhakti. Then Gurudev explained that then on this platform of nirgun sarupsita bhakti, then you have stage of sadhana, bhav, and praying. And these stages of sadhana, bhava, and praying can be further subdivided into two. That is, you have vaidhi, sadhana, bhakti, what is the term? Vaidhi, sadhana, sarupsita, bhakti. Vaidhi, sadhana, sarupsita, bhakti. You also have vaidhi, bhava, sarupsita, bhakti, and vaidhi, praying, sarupsita, bhakti. And the same for raghunuga, bhakti. The same three divisions. So, one, the symptom of Vaidhi is that one has Shraddha, one has faith. Shraddha Shabde Vishwaskahe Sudhijani Shoy Krishna Bhakti Kali Sabha Kama Krita Hoy. One has firm faith that by executing the angles of Bhakti that I will, that is all that I need to do. But that faith is governed by a sense of fear that if I do not do this, then I will get some reaction. In Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, it's explained that if I do not do this, then I may go to hell. So governed by this impetus of fear, of getting a reaction for not doing, due to faith, then one takes the path of Vaidhi.
Like also, if anyone says that, if I will go to this party of Bhakti, then I may earn so much wealth. And if I am not going to them, then I cannot earn earth. I will go and do bhakti, but for wealth. Then what is this?
This is Rajasic Sarupsita Bhakti. This is not even on the stage of Nirgun Sarupsita Bhakti, where there's the divisions of sadhana, bhava, and praying. So Gurudev was making the point that you
and
have
this
to.
This is also. It will come, this Shraddha may lead him to Vaidhi Bhakti. It is one told by of this. It may be, in later on, in future, it may go to Vaidhi Bhakti. Vaidhi Shraddha. Then?
But why would it lead to Vaidhi if he does not have faith in Sadhu Sangha? Rather
no,
have more faith in money.
He has. faith. But at that time he cannot decision that what is real bhakti, that is nirguna bhakti. At that stage. So it will come, that faith will be called, regulated by Shastra.
Fear.
Some fear, some gain also. Some fear.
Yes.
And it may be that if I will take initiation from this guru, then wealth may come. Because so many rich persons are with them. We have seen so many our disciples, Guru Maharaj. Intentionally they took only to have wealth of his mother, because her mother was disciple of Guru. They have no bhakti, but yet what this will be called? Nothing. Only it may come, but anyhow he will be in association of very good qualified Vaishnava. Then it will turn to Vaidhi Bhakti.
So then Gurudev was explaining that this Vaidhi Bhakti, that when it comes to the stage of bhav and praying, then it leads to Vaikuntha.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, one who takes to Raghunuga
from greed, Saddha from greed.
One who has Shraddha from greed,
yeah,
then that type of Sarupsita Bhakti, going to the stage of bath and praying, then that leads to Vraj.
Yeah. What's what I told?
Without the association of any bona fide Guru, one can never achieve Bhakti.
So,
something else.
You asked that, if anyone can make progress without
Yes. So Gurudev also, he was explaining that this Sarupsita Bhakti on the stage of sadhana, bhav and praying, as I mentioned before, it comes when one is practically free from anattas. So if one is still doing Tamasic Sarupsita Bhakti or Rajasic Sarupsita Bhakti or Sadviki Sarupsita Bhakti, then this cannot be said to be Sarupsita Bhakti on the stage of sadhana, bhav or praying. One has not even reached that. So one can understand from one's heart if one has reached these three avastas, these three stages of sadhana Sarupsita Bhakti, bhav Sarupsita Bhakti or praying Sarupsita Bhakti. And without taking shelter of bona fide guru, then one cannot even enter into the realm of any type of Sarupsita Bhakti. That one who
is taking shelter of unqualified, not realized, not unattached, he will not have all this. Though he has taken initiation from that guru. Never.
So then one has to see what is it that one wants, and then what kind of person or persons they can provide that, and then one can make one's decision.
One thing also I told. What is sadhana bhakti? When it is done to achieve rati, then it will be sadhana, otherwise not. If anyone has no aim and object of rati, bhakti, bhav bhakti, then is actually not sadhana. When he will have this form, belief, to have that rati, and he is doing sravanam kirtanam or five of quietly observed, then he is sadhana, like Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Sada Goswami, then it will be sadhana bhakti. Especially of Raganuga, sadhana bhakti is so high.
And then Gurudev gave the example of Bill Mangal Thakur.
Yeah,
that he is the example of a sadhak, one who is doing sadhana bhakti.
Why I could not give example of Sada Goswami? Because they were associates of Hans of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They were not sadhak only. That showed the path, how we should try to do sadhana bhakti. Lord Brahma. even if anyone has no Rupi, the Rupa then, hearing all this, upset, anyone cannot help them. Understand? Are they lusty, always upset, always worry? Then anyone cannot. So, Guru they can tell that you should walk through this way. You will have to walk. He will not walk for anyone. He will show the path. He can give his fingers to, oh, you can take and come. But he will not walk for you.
What? I was reading something yesterday in Bhakti Siddhanta, and I just remembered when you were saying when you were saying the example between Rupa Mangal Thakur and the six Goswamis, because the six Goswamis are eternal associates. I was just reading something yesterday from Bhakti Siddhanta, and he says, that it's speaking about Guru and his position, and he says that because it's in English, I wanted to.
Are you sure this?
I read what it says. It is not necessary to try to place ourselves on a footing of equality with Thakur Bhaktivinoda. We are not likely to benefit by the mechanical imitation of practices of Thakur Bhaktivinoda on the opportunist principle that they may be convenient for us to adopt. The Guru is not an erring mortal whose activities can be understood by the fallible reason of unreclaimed humanity. There is an eternally impassable line of demarcation between the Saviour and the saved. So he's saying that one who is saving and the ones who are being saved, there is an eternally existing impassable line. And he says that Thakur Bhakti Vinod belongs to the category of the spiritual world teachers who are eternally occupy the superior position. So I was wondering if somebody who comes from the sudden stage and achieved frame, does he ever cross that line and he may act as a spiritual world teacher, or is that divide always eternally
existing? I'm not fully.
He says that one who is sadhak and he has reached bath stage in this life, sadhak will not reach
Could
prem.
Not be
achieved prem. Previous.
Never he will. It will take so many births.
But he said after he has reached Vastu Siddhi, gone to Golok, then he may come back down and take position of Guru. That is the question.
Oh, only to fulfill the desire of Krishna.
Gaur Premanand.